playing like it's another game and play with that excitement. You know, we feed off that, and then I think when things go bad or you know, when you got to weather a storm here and there, whether it's within a period or within a game or two, you know, that's where you look to the older guys to kind of settle the group down.
So is that basically the kind of advice you would give the younger guys who haven't played a lot of games in the postseason?
Yeah, I don't know. I've said this before. I'm not a guy. Everyone's different, so I wouldn't give, you know, Patty the same advice I'd give Casey, I'd give, or Fly. You know, everyone's different. So to me, it's just, if I see guys struggling or if I see different things going on, I tend to talk to those guys more one-on-one, whether it's between periods or during the game or after the game or the next day, you know, to sell them in or tell them what they're doing good, what they're not doing good, just to know how important they are to the team no matter what, just because, like I said, confidence goes up and down, you know, in a matter of games or a matter of game, and that's just playoff hockey for you. So, you know, I've always been good at kind of seeing what each guy brings to the team, you know, what makes them click, you know, when they're down. You know, you got to help keep them up, knowing that they're doing good things. I think sometimes everyone's too caught up in just looking at numbers, just looking at goals or assists, where, you know, a lot of the times, a lot of that stuff is created because of that first guy kind of creating the turnover or, you know, the goalie making the big stop and then us coming back down. So it's little stuff like that we got to appreciate, that it takes all 5-6 guys on the ice, you know, to do things successful, and takes all 20, 23, 24 guys to win.
Now that it's locked in, how eager are you to get into next week and get this last one over with tomorrow night?
I mean, I'm eager. It's just another game for me. Just keep playing for our team to keep finding, you know, kind of smoothing out like kind of the rough edges that, you know, we have right now, whether it's as a line or as a special teams unit or as a team. And then, you know, then you kind of take a day off and then you get back to work and, saying that, I don't really get too high or too low, and you know, I try not to get too high or too low, so I try not to get too amped up. I think come the game time, I think you almost want to get that first game out of the way. I think there's almost too much time to think about it, too much anticipation, a lot of emotion going into it. And once you get, you know, the first couple shifts out of the way, kind of get, you know, your first hit in there, your first touch, I think then you just go out there and play a game.
Doesn't matter what organization you play for, it seems you can't shake the Wild in the first round. Always, what's the bad atmosphere of like going into XL and facing
the
Wild team?
It's fun. It's loud. I think it's, you know, I mean, there hasn't been one bad playoff arena. You know, I think playoffs in hockey is a different animal. And I think, you know, we've seen it here. I think you've seen it here. You've seen the past, you know, before, you know, the organization moved and then got carried over to Phoenix there for a while. And it was always something special. And I think that's playoffs for you. And home games are great. I think road games are almost even more fun as a player, because you're just playing a hostile environment. It's just, like I said, it's just you and the team against everyone else. And, you know, you want to do everything you can to quiet that crowd down. And when you do, you know, if you do get a win on the road, nothing, you know, better than that.
Are you expecting to face Minnesota? I mean, it looked, I know it just became official last night, but it looked.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, you think that. And then I think, you know, my last year in Colorado, you know, we thought we were playing Chicago, you know, for 8 games. And then one team lost 8 games in a row, and all of a sudden everything switched. So, like, you never know. So this game's so unpredictable, and like I said, the beauty of the game is it takes 82 games, and there's, you know, Saturday night there's still another game that's kind of, you know, win and get in, and then potentially there's another one in the Eastern Conference that could take place on Sunday if things go according to plan for some of those other teams. So it just shows you kind of like the parity in this league, how hard it is and how important every game is.
Having been in both those organizations, are you keenly watching what's happening over the next 48 hours with the Blues and the Avalanche?
Yeah, well, after our game I'll watch. You know, like I said, I got a lot of close friends on both those teams, so it's, you know, I don't know. I want my close ones, I want them all to do well individually, and as a team, it's up in the air. You know, I let it, you know, whatever happens, it's out of my control. But, you know, I think any team would take that opportunity where you have one game to get in the playoffs. You know, you said that at the start of the year, I think any team would be eager to jump at it. And so it's almost like the playoffs start early for those guys. And so, you know, we want to take care of business Saturday, and I'm sure everyone will be kind of watching, because almost, like you said, almost be like a playoff game a couple of days early.
Paul, obviously not a ton of playoff experience in this room. You do have that playoff experience. So what can you bring, what can you offer to teammates about maybe what they can expect starting next Wednesday?
Like I said, I answered this before. I think for me, it's more about talking certain guys individually. So, you know, I'm not gonna, like I said, it's the best players aren't the ones that elevate their game. I think it's the ones that stay consistent. And someone told me, you know, Hall of Famer told me that early in my career, and that's how he played, and I kind of noticed it. And, you know, some people get way too amped up or way too down, and to get away from their game sometimes, you know. And I think, yeah, it's more physical. It is more intense hockey, but at the same time, you got to stick to what makes you successful, and you got to stick to trying to be loose and having fun out there, enjoy the moment, just because it's a rare opportunity. So, you know, the pressure's over there. The pressure's that you put the pressure on yourself, but at the same time, you're in a unique position that half the league's not in, so you got to enjoy, embrace it, and have fun with it. And I think when different guys are going through different struggles throughout the series, I'll find ways to try to help them out the way I was helped out when I was younger, the way, you know, still happens to me. No matter how experienced you are, you're still going to go through the up and downs throughout a playoff series, and that's normal. But every guy deals with it differently, and every guy, you know, one guy needs a rah-rah, the other guy needs a yelling, and that's what wakes different guys up. So you can't really treat everyone the same. So for me, it's being able to see how guys react here, how guys respond to different things, to different adversity, and being here for I don't even know how long it's been, like a month now. I've kind of gotten to see a lot of different ways how their ticks work and how they play, you know, what gets them going, different things like that.